to look. If you're not a computer geek, become one. U.S. Election Assistance Commission. They're based out of Washington D.C. You know what Washington D.C. is. It's pure junk. They are the ones that certify systems, and so that needs to be investigated. It's terrible. Now, right here, we're going to present evidence. This is for everybody to listen to. I've already talked to the FBI. They're just like, the memorandum, February 24th, 2022. Barbara Sagatsky sent a memorandum to Mark Walchin, Deputy of Elections, and others. And this memorandum says that the systems, the scanners, have failed. And there's a thing that everybody needs to become educated on really fast, the BREMS, which is it's a system they have set up to where 17 people are going to get paid to monitor the election integrity. Now, Barbara Sagatsky is trying to pass through a bill. It's all on the website. She's trying to pass through a bill to where they're going to flip the filing system from top to bottom to bottom to top. And this is going to – she's trying to do this quickly. And what's going to happen is they're basically going to destroy all the digital evidence for the past frauds. So this BREMS system needs to be analyzed carefully. And this needs to be stopped. She drafted a request, BDR, proposing Section 88, Chapter 546, State of Nevada, 2019, page 346. Anyway, the point is, she's going to be rearranging all the data. Barbara,
well, hey, can I tell you, Frank, and I don't mean to cut you short, but I do have to go to a break here. I will simply tell you, and I'm glad you called, and I thank you. The fact is, I want to see what happens in Nye County when they vote in this election and they have a hand count right next to the machine count. And let's see if these machines work or don't work. If the hand count equals the machine count, then we're going to have to admit that the machines are okay. But let's do this. We've never done this. We've never done this. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, between now and November 8th, I can just about promise you. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, we've got a 1-4 football team here that's ready to go for a bye. They're being rewarded for a 1-4 a year so far with a bye, week off.
It's a tough way to start the season, and, there is some light at the end of the tunnel, you hope.
Is it a freight train?
Well, in the AFC West, for sure, when you're in last place in that division, it's going to be a tough uphill climb. But there were a couple of controversies last night, to say the least. In fact, there were a couple of controversies in some calls that officials made on quarterback hits over the weekend. There was a Tom Brady incident on Sunday, and that was a questionable call. And Brady basically said, "Hey, I don't throw the flags. Don't blame me. He is the GOAT, though, and they do protect quarterbacks, especially the greatest of all time." But it happened in last night's game too, Kevin, where Derek Carr was about to throw a pass. The Chiefs defensive tackle, Chris Jones, he broke in, and he basically, in one swift motion, he stole the ball from Derek Carr, and then he landed on him as if to tackle him. And they called a penalty on that. And there were a lot of people that were going, "What are you doing? What's the defensive tackle supposed to do?" But the explanation that we got from the referee, Carl Cheffers, who was the one that threw the flag, by the way, he said that Carr, the quarterback, gets protection until he can defend himself. And just as he had thrown the ball, or just as if he had thrown the ball, he still gets protection, even though that ball was taken away from him and then tackled all in one same motion by Chris Jones.
I didn't like the call at all.
A lot of people didn't like that
and it
eventually led to a Raiders score, and there were a lot of upset fans there in Kansas City. But hey, ultimately the Raiders decided to go for two on they could have tied it up. It's almost a gimme. 99 out of 100 extra points are good in the National Football League. So they could have tied it up, and they decided to go for two. It looked like he got in initially. If you look at that two-point conversion, Josh Jacobs looked like he crossed the white line, the plane. However, his knee touched when he was about a half yard away from that. So they called that off, and thus the Raiders lose 30-29. There's such a fine margin of winning and losing in the National Football League. It's just amazing, which is why it's very difficult to handicap these games. And that's why I've kind of changed my strategy a little bit this year, Kevin. If they're going to give me points and the games are so close, why not just go ahead and take the underdogs?
Yeah, yeah.
If they're going to give me points, and a lot of these games are being settled by 2 points, by 3 points, by 1 point, and yeah, why not?
Last play of the game, that kind of thing. It's
happened to my team 3 times this
year. I know, I know. The Bengals.
The very last play of the game. They've lost 3 games on the very last play because of field goals.
Coming up, we're going to look statewide at what's going to be going on 28 days from now. Keith Skipper, RNC National Director of Regional Communications, will explain what happened Saturday night in Minden and what it means for the rest of the way. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we check out our traffic cams here, we still have a couple of crashes out there working on the area roadways right now. Westbound Charleston, that's a Rainbow. Northbound Durango and El Capitan there on the right shoulder. We're seeing some freeway slowing on Interstate 15 southbound. That's between Oakey and Tropicana. The Tropicana Interchange project continues there on the right shoulder in that area, and it's going to be there for the next month and a half or so. So do keep that in mind as you work your way through there. Bumper-to-bumper flows begin around Gillespie on 215 West, mainly because there's only one lane available as you transition from 215 West to 15 North.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Golden Knights open up the regular season tonight in Los Angeles. They'll take on the Kings. Knights will play their home opener Thursday against the Chicago Blackhawks. The Knights failed to make the playoffs last season. The NASCAR Cup Series will be running in Las Vegas on Sunday. That'll begin the third round of the playoffs. 8 drivers remaining in pursuit of the championship. The third round will also consist of races in Miami and Martinsville. Any win by any of the 8 drivers will move them into the championship race in Phoenix. The Raiders fell to Kansas City 30-29 Monday night. That dropped them to 1-4. Derek Carr, 2 touchdowns to Devontae Adams. Las Vegas on a bye week. They'll be hosting Houston October 23rd. And in college football, UNLV will be home on Saturday hosting Air Force. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things I love about this radio program and being the host of this radio program is we have experts that come in on a regular basis and break down what is going on to make understandable what is a very complex issue. We've got an election, for instance, in 28 days, 11 days to early voting. We've got the mail-in ballots are going out soon. I had a chance to visit with Keith Skipper. He's the RNC National Director of Regional Communications, and we were talking about the big rally up in Minden on Saturday. What were the nuts and bolts, I asked Keith Skipper, of the Trump speech?
Anytime the president is in town, it's a party. It's fun. You get your blood flowing, and you just get super amped and ready and excited to do something about the direction of this country and changing it. And the president delivered. You know, he made it clear what is at stake. There's an open border. This economy's in shambles. Fentanyl is, you know, just pouring across our border and hurting our communities. I mean, I read a story that just now about how an infant had to be given Narcan to save its life in Phoenix because it had somehow consumed fentanyl. The president delivered all that and talked about what was at stake, talked about how we need to elect, Joe Lombardo, our governor, and Adam Laxalt, our next senator, and our ticket down the line. And it was great. And, you know, I went to the last rally at the Minden Airport, and it's so cool that the former president goes to places, that are kind of forgotten and don't see a lot of attention from, you know, figures such as himself. And he brings out everybody. I mean, there were people from all over Nevada that had traveled hours and hours to get there. And there are people from outside, you know, in California, the People's Republic of California, who came over just to listen to it. And if you didn't leave that rally excited to vote and eager to turn out your friends and your family to vote Republican, I don't know. I think maybe you needed maybe you just didn't get enough sleep the night before, because I don't know how you could possibly not be jazzed and pumped up and ready to go for November after that.
And after watching that and watching the candidates and people like Jim Marchant and Sam Peters and people like that, and Adam Laxalt and all of the constitutional officer candidates, I got to tell you, I was blown away by the caliber of the people up on that stage. Were you?
Absolutely. I mean, look, we have a very strong ticket, and it's headed by one of the strongest 1-2 punches we've ever seen in Nevada, in Sheriff Lombardo and Adam Laxalt. I mean, what they have done and the infrastructure they've built and the campaigns they're running, it's just been a wonderful thing to watch. And we have fantastic candidates that are working super hard and doing everything right to win in November. Sam Peters doing a fantastic job. Mark Robertson's doing a fantastic job. April Becker wasn't able to go because she had to, that was far outside her district. She wanted to go, but she had to be in her district, and she's working for the votes. We just have such a hardworking ticket that is doing everything it possibly can to not only ensure their own victory, but win down that ballot. I mean, you know, April Becker is going to turn out the voters for her that is necessary to win critical state Senate races we need to take back that majority. This is, politics is a team sport, and this team is united in ensuring that on November 9th, we wake up and realize that what we wanted when we set out to take back Nevada 2 years ago happened. And I cannot be more honored to be, fighting alongside of all these Republicans on the ticket to do just that.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, the RNC National Director of Regional Communications. You have access to a lot of stuff that we don't. I'm talking about polling information, internal polling and stuff like that. But do you get a sense, without giving it all away, do you get a sense that Big Mo is on our side at this point, just, 28 days out, 11 days out from early voting?
Absolutely. I mean, look, in addition to what we see internally, you can see it in the public stuff as well. I'll give you a great example of just how momentum has shifted towards us and we have the winds at our back. CNN released a poll last week, showed Adam Blackfeld up too. If you dive into you dive into the crosshatch, you look at the top issues for voters. The number one issue was inflation and the economy. It was at 44%. For this electorate, 44% of them are concerned about the direction of this economy, about the Democrat agenda and what it has done to this economy, what it has done when it comes to inflation. 44% of the voters, that is their top issue. Abortion, which is what Catherine Cortez Masto is hinging her, putting all her eggs in that basket. Susie Lee, that is all she talks about. That is all she's running on. It was at a distant second doesn't even do it justice. I mean, it was at the low teens as far as an issue. We are on the right issues. We are talking about the right issues. And you can see that is why we are why Adam Laxalt currently has a rocket strapped to his back, and he is just taking off for the moon right now, and he is going to win in November. And same thing with Joe Lombardo. And look, it's not just Nevada where that's the case. In Arizona, there was a CBS poll a couple days before that CNN poll. Abortion wasn't even the top five issue. Inflation, economy were the top issues. Crime was another one. Those are all our issues. Those are all issues that we know that voters are upset with Democrats over. Even the Boston Globe just released a poll today. Cost of living was the top issue for 45% of voters in Massachusetts. Not what anyone would call a swing state, not what obviously anyone would call a red state. What is traditionally understood to be a blue state, 45% of voters, their top concern is cost of living. And that is because Democrats in D.C., and they've been enabled by the Democrats in their state, such as Governor Sisolak, who have done nothing to stand up to the out-of-control spending that is coming out of our nation's capital, that has set our economy on fire and has created outrageous prices to the point where people have to decide, do I put a roof over my head or do I put dinner on the table? That is why we have the momentum. That is why we're going to have massive victories here in a few weeks.
I did not get a chance to see the first debate between Sam Peters and Stephen Horsford, but I did see the second debate last night. Clearly, Sam won the debate going away. That is a race that looks like it is doable. Stephen Horsford doesn't even live in the district, doesn't even live in the state.
No, and look, the biggest thing that jumped out to me is Democrats want to act like Republicans are extreme when it comes to abortion. They've been doing everything they can to fearmonger. They've been all out lying to the point where Democrat fact checkers are saying Democrats are lying in their ads when it comes to Republicans on abortion. What they don't want to talk about is how extreme Democrats are on this issue. Stephen Horsford could not name a single limit. He could not even say, he could not rule out that he supports abortion up until the moment of birth. That is extreme for 80% of people in this country. Stephen Horsford and Democrats like himself, Catherine Cortez Masto, voted for a bill that would have allowed abortions up until birth. These Democrats are extreme on this issue, and that was a huge takeaway I got from that Horsford-Peters debate. In addition to just Sam Peters just knowing his stuff, knowing what people in his district are going through, knowing the struggles, he is an amazing candidate, and it's just been I've been tickled by watching him in action. I mean, this guy is just a stud. And so Stephen Horsford, obviously, he's a Virginia resident. Perhaps after this, he can go and he can finally register to vote in his hometown. He can register to vote at his multimillion-dollar house, and he can stay in Virginia. He obviously has some other issues that he needs to be focused on. He's got a lot going on that we all know that's happened personally, that perhaps he should be spending time on that and not trying to represent a district that is on the other side of the country from which he lives.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Keith Skipper, the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications. He's going to be really busy for the next 28 days. We're thankful that he could join us earlier today. Stay with us. More to do as we continue a busy, busy Tuesday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at nvsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, I want you to call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. The number again, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. There is so much negative advertising on TV and radio. I'm going to be honest with you. I turned off the TV the other day. I was watching, I think, News 8 or one of the local news channels. And it was just negative ad after negative ad after negative ad. And I finally had to turn it off. I just couldn't take it anymore. And then we came across an ad today from the state of Florida. This is Casey DeSantis. She is first lady, Ron DeSantis's wife, and a powerful campaign ad in Florida. Listen to this.
I get asked all the time, who is Ron DeSantis? Well, he's the kid who grew up right here in Florida, working his tail off, paying his own way through school, then volunteering to serve in the Navy and deploying to Iraq. He's the man who I fell in love with from the moment we met. And he's the dad of three very rambunctious, energetic children. Mamie, our two-year-old little comedian. Madison, our beautiful, sweet five-year-old. And Mason, our four-year-old athlete. But if you want to know who Ron DeSantis really is, when I was diagnosed with cancer and I was facing the battle for my life, he was the dad who took care of my children when I couldn't. He was there to pick me off of the ground when I literally could not stand. He was there to fight for me when I didn't have the strength to fight for myself. That is who Ron DeSantis is.
I think Ron DeSantis is going to win that race fairly easily. But I'll just tell you, that is the best ad of this election cycle. And I haven't seen everything out there, but I've seen a lot of TV ads, and I've seen a lot of ads on cable news. I just got to tell you, this is the best of the election cycle. Stay where you are. More to do right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to samPetersForCongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. SamPetersForCongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevada.